Another day, and the combination of potholes and rain from the past week or so has created pulsing rivers along the edges of the dark country lanes that surround Prowley. I weave across the barely visible central line in an attempt to stay out of the deepest trenches, but there's no avoiding the worst of it. Spiky jolts of pain fire along my back and neck as the car lurches into an unseen crevice and bounces back up onto the main surface. The council never seems to do anything about the craters that appear in the local roads, and it doesn't help that there are huge slurries of mud to avoid as well. Those come from one of the multitude of local tractors that seem to hold up traffic whenever I'm in a rush and trying to get somewhere. Gosh, the middle-class perils we have to endure. One of those newish Christmas songs that will be forgotten by next year is on the radio. The end is interrupted by the DJ, who tells everyone that it's 7 o'clock, which means it's time for the evening news. There's some sort of political upheaval going on, but that could be the news for any day out of the last few years. There's always something. I pass the "Thank you for driving safely" sign and ease around the next bend. I'm now out of Prowley, and there's a good few miles of overgrown hedges and narrow country roads before I reach anything close to mass civilization. There are only a handful of farms and remote houses this far out of town, but that doesn't stop me having to swerve around a wheelie bin that's been left too far away from the verge and not brought in by the homeowner. I spot it at the last second and curse under my breath as I slosh through a mini lake on the other side of the road. It's a good job nobody was driving the other way. Driving along these roads is pure muscle memory. I've been doing it for so long that I know instinctively when to start slowing for the next bend. I ease onto the brake and take the turn onto Green Road, which will take me almost to the college. I'm starting to accelerate when my phone dings with a text. I glance down to the well next to the handbrake where the phone screen is momentarily illuminated before fading to dark again. I didn't see who'd messaged me, but it's likely Katie. I'm late picking her up from football practice, and she won't be happy. I was busy bunkering down on the sofa with a fruit and nut when I remembered I was supposed to be collecting her. It doesn't help that it's so cold and wet. She'll be fuming. The engine roars as I press harder on the accelerator. A mist of light rain appears across the windscreen, and I'm probably at least 10 minutes from the college. Katie has every right to be annoyed. I take the next bend and then my phone pings a second time. Everything happens in the same instant. I glance down to my phone where the screen has flashed white with a name I can't quite make out. I reach for it, but in that precise moment, there is a crunching thump from the front of the car. It's reflex as I slam on the brakes. The car slides sideways, and there's a point in which a hedge is directly in front of me. I'm not sure what I do. It's certainly nothing conscious. But I must twist the steering wheel back the other way as the car swerves onto the correct side of the road. It slides a little further on the slick surface and then rolls to a stop. It's only when I next exhale that I realize I must have been holding my breath the entire time. The tightness bristles in my chest as the windscreen wipers continue to flash back and forth with a gentle squeak. I stare ahead as the beam from the car's headlights disappear into the grim blackness of the night. There's nothing out there. I'm frozen, my hands squeezing the steering wheel, foot pressed on the brake. It takes me a few seconds to remember to put the car in neutral. Even then, the car rocks backwards a little until I wrench up on the handbrake. A third beep of my phone has me yelping with surprise. I look down to the well again, and Katie's name is clear this time, but I ignore her and stare out into the darkness. I must have hit a bin.